Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media.
Hi, looking for affordable, inspirational gifts? Check out our store at cbiztvmedia.com. That's cbiztvmedia.com, and click on our store. Or you can email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com. And we'll send you that link. Thank you. Hello, it's Irene. We're back with our series, Single Christian Girl. And I'm here with my sis again.
Hi, it's C.
My real life big sis. And we were kind of talking about this topic the other day. Getting married for sex. Is that a thing? Should it be a thing? And I'm going to let you start off.
It is a thing. I found out that I don't want to marry me for sex. So be aware.
And I was telling her, you know, in the Bible, and I'm going to put this scripture somewhere in the description, but it says it's better to marry than to burn, and that means burn with passion. So it's better to marry than to be tempted by the person you're with. When it comes to sex, does that mean you're married for sex? Not really.
No,
but
it does not. Now, after kissing, again, the man wanted more run.
And that's your experience?
Yes.
So how did you handle that when you're trying to be a single Christian girl out here, be modest for the Lord, and you're with somebody that wants more? How do you handle that?
I did end up getting married.
So you did marry instead of burn with passion.
Look, I thought he was gonna be more than that. He wasn't.
So why did you marry him? We know now you're telling us that he married you for sex. So why did you marry him?
Yeah, I love him, right? He said I want more than just kiss and hug you. That's why we got married.
Well, that sounds great. I've had a similar experience where they said, I want more than kiss and hug you. And they talked about marriage, but they didn't actually follow through with the marriage part. So at least he followed through with the marriage part.
That's not cool.
Right. That is not cool, but I think Ms. Pastor London from Free Will Church, shout out, said, you know,
shout out, Pastor London, yes.
That is a blessing that is put on marriage versus you just following your lusts and your sexual desires with your partner. God blesses you in marriage, even if the person did marry you for sex. That's not really a valid reason. Again, like I said, that scripture says better to marry than to burn, but
my real life sis, everyone.
Right. So it's better to marry than to burn, but that doesn't mean, hey, just marry that person because you're hot for them and you're tempted by them. That's not like a 100% grounds
I
for marriage.
That the person that was with me, but I want more than a kiss and a hug, right?
Yeah, sometimes I feel that. I feel like the guys be kind of bullying you into that. Like, I was just fine with us the way we were. We were being affectionate with each other. This is nice. Why do you have to now up the ante and say this is not enough physically? So then my counter should be, well, this is not enough. Our relationship is not enough for me to give you that. I'm giving you girlfriend right now. If you want wife, then you want all that stuff. Then you want wife, then you're going to have to wife me up. The guy did that in your case. Now, how did you get him to do that?
Not putting out right.
So she's telling you one of the secrets is not putting out, and he actually
he did put a ring on that. Was it white? No.
And there's other great qualities in this, in her. She had her for him as well, that he didn't just put a ring on it for that, but he kind of didn't have his priorities right. And, you know, and you can be that girl that doesn't put out and still don't get the ring. And, you know, sometimes that happens.
Let's
and you have
be honest, so he put out for sex. Really?
Yeah, so if you don't put out, that doesn't, I just want to say, ladies, that doesn't guarantee you instant marriages. In my case, that didn't happen, but the relationship ended, and a lot of times it ends because I want marriage and the person is not ready. They don't want marriage, and that can happen, but it's better to not marry at times than to be with somebody and marry them for sex. At the end of the day, you can't just marry somebody for sex. That's not going to be a fulfilling relationship. There has to be more that bonds you. And you don't want to be in a relationship where the person, to me, kind of feels like a bully.
I don't say you have to love yourself first, because my whole thing is to get some rings. Because I like rings.
Okay, so she's going to say, you know, I'm going to get my own ring. And I don't really need to have all of this. And then when the guy sees the rings on her, he's going to want to give her the wedding ring. Because he sees that she is not even trying to phase by him with his little ring.
You know what? You're probably right.
But I hear a lot of ladies talk about self-care. Take yourself out on dates. If you're in a situation where you're not seeing anybody.
Look, I'm going to be real. You and I can go out to dinner and lunch.
Yeah, go out with your friends, your family, your sisters, your brothers. And some of those friends could become more. It depends on what God's plan is for you. But, you know, I think sometimes people can sense when you're hungry for that ring, and that can kind of drive people away and scare people away as well. So if you don't want to seem so hungry, then live your life, enjoy yourself,
yeah,
do stuff for you.
Right.
Yeah, you really don't need that partner to give you all of those things. A lot of times we can give those things to ourselves. But
right.
The companionship and the love and the connection,
well, look,
is still beautiful. You still want
that. I'm going to buy a couple rings for me, right?
So she says she's not going to wait. Now, you're making me think about this lady that married herself. What do you think about that?
No, I'm just going to buy a couple of rings because I like rings.
Okay, well, I was looking at dresses and like different white outfits that gave me like the wedding marriage vibe. I was looking at that while I was dating somebody.
That's
seriously, and we were talking about marriage.
Fast.
But she said the white dresses get dirty too fast. Hold on.
I like other colors that don't get dirty fast.
Well, I don't know what, I'm just into white, and I'm like, I'm not gonna wait till that person comes to find me a nice white getup that I think is beautiful and to celebrate myself. And if I do get married, then that's opportunity for me to find something else beautiful. But right now, I'm gonna just rock with what I wanna do. If I wanna get something that looks like a wedding dress, but I'm not getting married and just celebrate myself.
Yeah.
And I don't have to marry myself. Well, I think that's too far and too deep.
I think that's weird, right?
Right. So I think I could just, you know, do great and fun stuff for myself.
Right.
And I found some great groups that are supportive of women that are waiting for marriage, that are Christians. There's some great groups out there that can support you, and there's other like-minded
That's
men
awesome.
And women in these groups. So it's like, You have a community that you can connect with. You don't have to feel so alone. And you can enjoy hanging out with them. Enjoy hanging out with yourself. And, you know, position yourself where God wants you. And a place where you enjoy yourself. And that's the best situation for you to possibly find your person. But sometimes when we laser focus and like, I need this person, to me it seems like that's when it doesn't work.
Doesn't work out right.
Yeah, it seems like when you're not looking, that's when God puts the person there. When you are just enjoying your life and being the person that God made you to be and just being where he wants you to be and being where you want to be, it just kind of all comes together. Now, at some point, I'll have proof of this, but right now, this is what I hear from others. And also, I just think it's great and it's very important to enjoy yourself and live your life and not focus on what you don't have, because I definitely was a half glass empty person versus a half glass full person, especially before I survived cancer. My life changed forever. My body changed forever. But I'm still, at that time, after that, I was like, I'm just glad to be alive. I'm going to enjoy myself single, dating, whatever situation.
A lot of prayers went up for you. So, you know, I know one and pray and I pray. A lot of prayers going up.
Yes, and I appreciate everyone's love and support. And I definitely appreciate God for carrying me through. But I was like single and didn't care, and now nobody was approaching me and I didn't care. And then one day something happened and I revisited an old relationship, and that kind of sparked me to not want to be single anymore. And that was a really heavy, confusing, stressful relationship that didn't end up the way that I planned it. I would say we planned it, but I kind of not even sure what his plan was at the end of the day. But it just didn't end up the way that we said or wanted. So, but still, it kind of reignited the desire for me to not be single anymore. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, I'm going to continue with this series, Single Christian Girl, and share my experiences. And I will love for you guys to share your experiences and come on as well.
That might help.
I think it can help a lot of ladies going through that. There's women out here that are waiting and saving themselves, and sometimes they're shamed over it by the guy they're with. And it's to find these communities out here, to see ladies like myself and my sister, to see other ladies out here that are doing that, that are living celibate abstinence lifestyles. It's beautiful to have a community, a sisterhood, and say, you know, you can do this. And we pray that you find the person that is willing to do that with you. And hopefully that works out and it's a part of God's plan for you in your life. But, you know, I think we have an alternative lifestyle. A lot of people are out there doing what they do, sleeping with who they want to sleep with, having long-term partners, living together. They're doing what they do. We choose another lifestyle. We choose to wait for marriage, and there's nothing wrong with that. And now we have friends, we have people, we have a community that can back us up. We have definitely the word of God that can back us up. You know, we need all that at the end of the day, because you can have the word of God to back you up, but sometimes it feels lonely because you're like, seems like you're the only one that's trying to live this lifestyle. No, there's many women that have saved themselves for their whole lives, women who decided to save themselves later in life, women who've been divorced and now decide to save themselves. So it's a different journey for every woman. And it could be a beautiful thing. So whatever case or situation you're in, we're praying for you. If you were in that situation, we'd love to hear your experiences. And so what do you think? Should you marry for sex?
In my opinion, you should not.
Yeah, it can't be the only thing. I feel like if you're in an amazing relationship and sex becomes something that you guys feel like, and sex becomes something that you both feel like you can't wait any longer, then that's when you get married. But not when it's just the sex, you can't wait any longer, but you don't have anything else in common, you don't connect well, you don't even really like each other, you don't even know each other well, then that's not gonna work. Right. So connect with us, guys. Email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. We want to know your thoughts. If you'd like to be a part of what we're doing, please do. Yeah. And thank you again for listening. And God bless. And thank you, sis.
God bless. Bye-bye. We love you.